at a time when they're being subjected to these unilateral coercive measures. Thank you.
The next intervention is from Association Internationale. Ah, he's the one. Okay. Sorry. This brings to the end of our interactive dialogue, and I think also from the intervention from the floors, we have received many inputs, suggestions, questions, and now I would like to give back the floor to the our panelists, the three remaining with us, and we will start from the reverse order. I would like to add just a few two questions, maybe one is for David and one also from Armando specifically, but it was mentioned about the infrastructure for peace, the importance of infrastructure for peace with a specific proposal. What do you think, David, about this and also the Ministry of Peace? On the other hand, you know that the right to development, and this is for both also from Iraq, who is a poor supporter of the right to development, has been surmounted for many years with politicization. And my question, will the COVID-19 finally as being an opportunity to unlock this controversial on the right to development? And would people realize that it's so crucial for the implementation, its implementation for the present and future challenges also that humanity will face? What do you think about it? Thanks.